The McElroy brothers are not experts, and their advice should never be followed. Travis insists he's a sexpert, but if there's a degree on his wall, I haven't seen it. Also, this show isn't for kids, which I mention only so the babies out there will know how cool they are for listening. What's up, you cool baby?
One, two, three, four.
It's the start of something beautiful. A small acquaintance has blossomed. It's ripened into a precious friendship. It feels like life. It's better with you. My life. It's better with you. This is true. It's better with two. My life. It's better with you.
Hello, everybody, and welcome to My Brother Me, an advice show for the modern era. I'm your oldest brother, Justin McElroy.
What's up, Trav Nation? It's me, your middlest brother, Travis Vroom Vroom McElroy.
What's up, sweet baby brother, Griffin McElroy? Built Ford Tough here, and my secret is I'm always angry.
Oh, is that true?
Yeah, man.
I've never gotten that far. I would say you're always anxious.
That's how it presents. Secret, yeah. No, the secret is I'm always angry, and it's how I get Hulk strong, and I've been missing seeing my green boy up on the big silver screen. I gotta say, today's soups ain't doing it for me, and yeah. I need to see stronger people up there, killing, their enemies, and it just sucks that hasn't happened in, like, years.
Well, they're back. Your Marvel heroes are back.
What the fuck?
Yeah, dude, they're back in a big way. We're doing it again.
I'm confused. And I'm really... there's no new Avengers movies.
I'm looking at the list of movies on Rotten Tomatoes right now. We've got Death of a Unicorn.
Is that
That's made up. I don't think that one's it.
The movie in question is Thunderbolts.
Okay.
And I want to talk about this because I have not been paying attention like a sane person. I've been focused on things other than the status of Marvel movies.
Right.
But I do want to talk about it. So the movie Thunderbolts.
Heard it's good.
Irrelevant.
Yeah. I set up reverse notifications so that I wouldn't get notifications on any Marvel properties except Moon Knight Season 2.
That's
and
it.
It's been a ghost town.
I've seen clips. I've seen clips that seem good, and all the comments are like, damn, they did my favorite character from Marvel, Bill Dinkley, so right in this one. And it's like, who are you talking about? It's my favorite Marvel guy.
I'm Postal Investigator Bill Dinkley.
It's my fucking favorite Marvel guy, Huge Crimson. Who are you talking about? What are you talking about?
Huge Crimson. His regular name, though. That's not his superhero name. That's the crazy thing.
There's 10 Marvel guys, and I already learned them, and most of them died, and I was like, I'm done with that part of my life. I've moved. I don't need to know who all the Avengers are again. Surprise! It's a whole new batch. Whole new brood.
So listen, the movie is called Thunderbolts asterisk, right? Thunderbolts asterisk.
That's cool, because they use performance-enhancing drugs to kill the bad guys in this one.
Mm-hmm. No.
Yeah,
no.
Actually, that's a super soldier serum,
they could,
right?
I don't know who any of these people are. Any of these people.
Really, yeah, nobody knows any of these characters or anything.
But sometimes usually they'll throw a guy in there like Joker, and you'd be like, well, I at least know who Joker. The rest of the Suicide Squad, I don't know who the fuck these guys are, but I know Joker, so I can feel comfortable here.
Justin, is the asterisk down at the bottom of the poster, does it say Thunderbolts asterisk, and then at the bottom asterisk, we have Avengers at home? It's no. The Thunderbolts. We don't need to buy Avengers. We have Avengers
at
home.
I heard it's good.
No, they changed it. They changed it, the name of it. They changed the name of the movie, kind of. The stars of the movie have... hold on. Let me show you the very exciting picture of this, because I feel like this, the thrill of this is going to, like, jump across.
Is it going to get me back in the movies again?
I think it's going to get you very excited. So it's the things that they did was they ripped off the title, and actually the asterisk is asterisk... The new Avengers.
That's so cool.
That's
I
what
love
they.
That.
It's like they. It's been asterisk the whole time. Look at Sebastian Stan.
He can't believe it.
Can you fucking believe this shit? I'm an Avenger!
What this is telling me is right now, Sebastian Stan, seeing that thing ripped off, is the first he's hearing about this.
Yeah. Yeah, they should do this every time they reboot some shit. They should do this where the guys in the movie, like, fuck up the old thing first and make it a big surprise.
I just want to say a few things. One, I'm glad Kurt Russell and Goldie Hawn's kid is getting another bite at the apple. Let's get as many chances as we can for everybody. David Harbour, I feel like you have enough apples, and maybe you should share the apples around. You've got a lot of great apples going.
Who else could possibly play Huge Crimson, Justin, if not Dave Harbour?
But Justin, I'm glad you made the point that I've been kind of soapboxing on for a while now, which is celebrities' kids have it so rough out there.
Yeah.
And I like when people give them a lot of chances to make it big.
When his beloved cult AMC show got canceled, I'm really glad that Goldie Hawn and Kurt Russell's son, Wyatt, got another
Russell
another
Hahn?
Shot.
I think his name's Russell Hahn.
Russell Hahn is his name. So Marvel had to come out, and people were like, understandably, after this event where the cast took a picture in front of this new poster Marvel had to come out and be like, that's not the name of the movie still. It's still called Thunderbolts. And everyone's like, well, are you sure? Because it seems like you changed it. And Marvel's like, no. That's a joke. It's just a joke for the movie.
Oh,
it
did the stars know that?
Yeah. And it is a new Avengers movie. Yeah. And then that's what they're saying. Not a new Avengers movie. But
New Avengers movie. Yeah, right? For sure. Kick-ass.
But it's called Thunderbolt Star. Really.
Thunderbolt Star. Which one's Iron Man?
The more I look at this picture, the more it looks like Sebastian Stan is asking me to get him out of there.
Yeah, he wants to be rescued.
I've heard it's good. I have heard it's good.
I think he's saying right now, I was in real Avengers movies.
Now that's a good point. He's the Joker in this one. I see Sebastian Stan. I'm like, I know him. Bucky Boy with the magic arm. I know him.
Yeah.
For sure. The rest of these guys can hang.
With the arm powered by love.
Yeah. Fuck yeah.
Get him out of there.
I've heard it's good. I'm glad for people who saw it and really
were stirred
by it. I want to see it too. I don't really have time to go to the movies anymore. It's just I grew up with these things, man. I grew up in this world, these comic
movies.
Movies and comics and all that nerd shit. And yeah, when these guys come out and make such a big splash, yeah, like I don't know who these guys are.
Okay, that's Lil Crimson. What happened?
We're talking. Now we've got the juice. Is that the Rizzler? That's the Rizzler. Yeah, baby. That's the Rizzler with the Thunderbolt stars.
That's cool.
The Thunderbolt stars and the Rizzler. And Julia Louis-Dreyfus said about this, no offense to that child, but I did not know who he was.
Awesome.
That is a quote.
Nor should
Julia
Louis-Dreyfus
need doesn't
to.
Know the Rizzler. That's really good stuff.
Yeah, she does not know who the Rizzler is, and that is a relief. I think for me, I don't want her to know about anybody I know about.
Yeah.
Period.
I want to know that the media I consume exists in my sphere,
yeah,
and that Julia Louis-Dreyfus doesn't even know that it exists.
Who is Trav,
this is the second time I've heard you put a hard S on that woman's name, and we're going to need to pump the brakes.
Sorry, Julia Louis-Dreyfus.
No. No, sir.
Julia Louis-Dreyfus.
Thank you. Yes. And the Rizzler. Rizzler.
The Twizzler.
See,
I don't.
Who's the guy in the green shirt? Because he's not there. He's barely there.
If they are gonna want us to talk about Avengers again, they're gonna need to come up with more stuff for us to talk about. I don't think it's fair that you can just say you guys like those Avengers movies. We sure did. Here's the new ones. I don't think that's fair because we don't know these guys' whole deals. And what are we supposed to do jokes?
It's really hard to do this. I think if you look at the monkeys.
Yes.
The band The Monkees, like 30 years after, they tried to get a thing going called The New Monkees.
Yeah.
And the problem with that is they said up front, this is The New Monkees. What they should do is have a band that goes for a while. What if Blur 2, with Song 2, had come out and they've been very popular.
Yeah.
And then a year in, they were like, that's The New Monkees.
Yeah,
we got you.
Oh, you guys like our shit? You like the sound of Blur? Guess what you've been liking? The New Monkees.
The New Monkees.
So look into that.
Oh, is that what Arctic Monkeys is?
Yeah, Arctic Monkeys would have been the better pull, Travis. You're right. Thank you.
Oh, the siren's going off here, which means it's time to do our first question of the episode.
Wait, why is there a siren going off there?
It's a tornado siren that goes off on the first Wednesday of every month at noon.
We can set these record times for whenever we want, and yet we do manage to always get it right in siren time, I'm realizing.
It lets us know it's time to move on to the first question.
You're right, you're right.
Growing up, my friend's mom woke her up every morning with a good morning song. I always thought it was really sweet and a nice tradition. I recently had a baby of my own and would like to find a song to sing him to wake him up. I don't want to use my friend's song because I can't really remember the words. The words I do remember are pretty dorky. What is a cool song I could sing to my cool baby to wake him up each morning? That's from New Mom in OKC.
I got a good morning song.
I do too, but let's hear yours first because you made the sound first.
Oh, okay. Mine, I learned at camp when I was young, and it goes, way up in the sky, the big birdies fly. Way down in the nest, the little birds rest. The sun starts to rise, the dew goes away. Good morning, the little birds say.
It's way too long for a wake-up song. By the time you finish that, I'm downstairs, like, brewing a cup. Already, you took way too long with it.
Point of it, it's a little bit annoying, or a lot of it, depending on the receiver, I guess. And it's just spurned them out of bed.
Yeah, I don't need that.
Forward into the day. You don't need that. You just spring out of bed every morning.
I'm thinking about a wake-up song for myself as a 38-year-old adult gentleman.
Oh, okay. Not I guess that's the question, but yeah.
Well, but I have to connect with it on this level, you understand, Travis, before I can get into the mind of a baby. You understand right?
Yeah. I'm sorry. I forgot.
Before I can enter the mind of the baby, I have to first
enter the baby space.
You have to ground it with your own personal experience.
Okay.
Yeah, I want to get hit with First of the Month by Bone Thugs and Harmony. Okay. With the wake up, wake up, wake up. It's the first of the month. Now, here's my deal. They're going to change the lyrics based on what day it actually is.
Oh, okay. That's helpful.
And if we can get the day's temperature included in the lyrics of the
song. So right now it's 72, yo. Later on it's going to be 80. Better bust out the shorts.
He's going to
wear his short shorts.
That would be amazing, actually.
That's really good, Justin.
If we could get Bone Thugs on this, that would be incredible.
How many days got last? There's just three. There's left 3 days left until May.
I would want it to be more. I'm waking up first thing in the morning. I don't need to solve a math puzzle. I need like it's May 7th. Like I need them to be pretty.
It would also be useful if I could then, you know, if I had the time, it's a weekend, that they could go into some of the like news highlights.
Absolutely.
From, like, headlines.
What you missed this weekend. Yeah. I wouldn't. It's reached a point now where I wouldn't. I don't know if I'm going to hire Bone Thugs and Harmony for this. Probably can't afford that. I would love a sort of personalized calendar, I suppose, a digital construct of some sort.
With additional widgets that I can add in later if I want.
I guess I'm saying I want to create an AI construct, but only of Bone Thugs and Harmony, not to like do any other, above board.
Griffin, you jumped right over the idea of paying them to do it. I think it would be pricey, but worth it. Let's pay artists for their work. Reach out to Bone Thugs. See if you can get them.
They would get a cut.
They're not going to work with us because I, a few minutes ago, conflated First of the Month with Crossroads, and I don't think they're going to want to work with us. I think that they're going to find someone who
knows their catalog.
I got
dinner with Uncle Charles, y'all. That's how you remember an appointment's coming up.
At 7 p.m. at Guido's.
You're meeting his new girlfriend. Make sure to bring some flowers.
Do you guys have an alarm? Do you have an alarm in the morning? What wakes you up?
I have an alarm set at 6:40, 6:45, and 6:48 because I don't trust myself one bit.
What is it? Just a siren? What do you got?
No, it's just a gentle ringing and dingling, you know?
I either wake up with the day or from a gentle rustling from my lovely wife. A gentle rustling.
And then you go, oh, God, the kids are 2 hours late to school. Gotta go.
No, I sit there as she does a parody version of Bone Thugs and Harmony's First of the Month to me to tell me all about the news and weather and the time and date. It's so helpful.
My alarm clock caresses me to sleep. It starts off very dim and then it slowly kisses me awake with the soft tinkling of nature. And then at 6:40, Sydney's rips in with a wah, bah, bah, wah, 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 wah. And it's like, oh, but I was just being caressed. So I have conditioned myself to be awakened by the gentlest caress of nature. So I'm fully, ideally, in the shower before her sort of cacophony kicks up.
We bought one of those sun lamp alarm clock things. I think we've talked about this on the show before, but I guess just as an update for this particular appliance, it stopped waking me up. And so Rachel would have to come into the bedroom to wake me up with this gigantic LED light bulb inches from my face just blasting me with its false UV rays. And it was a largely ineffective tool. Also, my dreams are just brighter. Thanks, you stupid light bulb.
I got one of those. I'll continue to get the marketing emails from the lamp company or the clock company that I got this alarm clock from. And they recently sent an email that said, "Hey, if you don't buy one of these by the end of the week, because the tariffs are going to be $400."
Wow.
And listen, it's all rough across the board, but it really did make it very, in that moment, very personal when I thought.
That was the moment.
No. It's just, I really identified that. That sounds like an extremely challenging situation.
Yeah.
Because that's hundreds of dollars for the lamp. I mean, I know it's bad for you, but like, wow, you guys have really got it tough, huh? $400 for this. Woof. Yeah.
Now.
It's tough.
I don't love light waking me up. Is there any way that one of these sun lamps can produce the heat of the sun? Not obviously full bore, like I'm not trying
like
to be
a space heater kind of that revs up.
It wouldn't start there. I think it would serve like you up a lot of different options. Yeah, I think it would start you with a gentle caress of sun's light coming, and then like if that don't work, some light bird noises, and then if that don't work, the birds get like shitty about it, and then if that don't work, it starts to get pretty hot because now you're being blasted by heat rays,
and the birds start screaming like they're burning.
Let me make a bad smell. Make the alarm clock make a stinky bad smell that wake you up.
Is there a way to do an implant in my brain to wake me up that tells my brain that my bladder's really full? Because that wakes me up in the middle of the night, so you know it would work in the morning.
For sure.
Yeah. Maybe you could wake up at like 3-something and pound a bunch of water and just like really prime the pump however long it takes to rip through you.
With lucid dreaming, how hard would I have to work to get myself a dream butler who just, excuse me, Mr. McElroy, it's time to wake up now. And he comes in and he gets me up.
So
he gives me the kick. I need Joseph Gordon-Levitt to give me the kick.
I actually have a lot of dreams about Joseph Gordon-Levitt kicking me and stepping on me and... That's it. Oh.
Go on.
Finish your drink. Justin took a big sip.
He's giving you
time.
No,
tell me more. I'm giving you space.
I have a lot of...
The floor is yours.
It's brick era TGL, and he's just stepping.
He's a brick and you're smushing slowly.
Yeah.
He crushed
So what
balls?
Do you guys think that, what do
he
you think it means?
Are you asking me how many PSI Joseph Gordon-Levitt would be able to kick your balls
what
with?
Kind of what kind of downward force will this waif apply to my body?
I'm just saying that I think he could be a professional NFL kicker if he set his mind to it.
Kids, to stop watching these fucking TikToks. Joseph Gordon-Levitt's foot smushing every day.
I know. He squishes a bunch of Play-Doh and it shoots up between his toes.
No, they keep calling me over like, Dad, you gotta watch this one. It's like, they're all the same, guys. I don't get the appeal.
He's got a lot of Joseph Gordon leverage, so that helps.
It's close enough to the physical force that is being applied. I will absolutely
What do we think about Joseph Gordon-Levitt?
That's good, too. That's good, too. We're definitely trending in the right direction with this bit. He does step on my balls sometimes, but he always makes it sound like it was an accident.
You fucking wrestled momentum back from me as I tried to careen to something new. You're like, wait. One more thing I need to have recorded.
Hey, Justin, how come every time Griffin tries to open up to us about his dreams or Chris Gordon-Levitt accidentally steps on his balls sometimes? That you're like, we need
it
to move on.
It doesn't happen every dream.
Okay, I'll tell you why, Trav. Hi, it's Justin McElroy, Griffin's oldest brother.
Yeah.
Griffin is in a constant struggle with his own personal brand. There's two Griffin McElroys. There's the Griffin McElroy that'll do it for the Vine.
Okay? Uh-huh.
Yeah.
And then there's the Griffin McElroy that is a human being in day-to-day life that expresses to me on a daily basis how regretful he is that he has corrupted his brand with so many not kinks that he just does not personally share. It's not a kink shame.
Yeah.
It's that he can't have normal conversations anymore. But Griffin,
and which of those two Griffins wins, Justin?
Well, I don't know. It's probably the Griffin that interrupts me from making a transition to the next question so he can say one more great thing about Joseph Gordon-Levitt, a real human, crushing his ball.
Accidentally, no, sometimes.
Stop it. It's first of all, this is not a real person. It's Joseph Gordon-Levitt in my dream mind. Second of all, he only steps on my balls sometimes. Some dreams he doesn't do it at all. And whenever he does, he apologizes like it's a big accident.
So we know this is the Griffin he feeds. This is the Griffin he feeds, clearly, because this is still the Griffin that's here with us now. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
I tried to talk. I psychically reach the sane, responsible Griffin's like doesn't want to be accountable.
What happens in the dreams where he doesn't accidentally step on your balls? And is it an accident? Can you gauge it?
He doesn't wake up on time, and his kids are late to school.
My kids are late. How do I wake up? Well, it depends on what kind of treatment I get from JGL in my dream. It depends. Some days I'm timely. I'm downstairs pronto. Lunch is packed, and then Rachel wakes up and it's like, JGL, step on your balls again. I'm like, yeah, man, 5:15 in the fucking morning.
Oh, it's not a regular time?
Ouch! I yell. That wakes Rachel up, too. She knows.
How can I save a man who will not save himself?
It's the tension between the two, Juice. That's the palette with which I paint.
It's the gray. It's the gray in between. It's where the lines blur. That's where the real truth lies.
Exactly.
Madness. Brilliance.
I hope Joseph Gordon-Levitt never listens to this show
again.
He won't. I think Van Halen's jump would be good. Maybe not.
Or Walking on Sunshine.
Or Pitbull's I Feel Good. Pitbull's a good choice.
Not for a baby.
Not for a baby. Get too excited.
A baby can't handle. There's babies that can't handle their shit most of the time. They won't know what to do with the energy.
They cannot handle all the rhythms.
Start with the kids' bop version of I Feel Good and work your way up to the Pitbull version.
Kids can't handle all the rhythms of the world in one man. Like he's in touch with all the dances, all the parties.
He is Mr. Worldwide.
He's Mr. Worldwide. Kids can't handle that. They barely can handle their own room. You know.
That's true.
They're not ready for the whole world. Start with Raffi.
Raffi's version of I Feel Good? I've never heard that one.
Raffi won't challenge children with a heavy reggaeton beat in the way that Pitbull will occasionally slide in there.
He will challenge Pitbull, though. I'd love to see that creator clash. You know what I mean? Pitbull v. Raffi. No holds barred.
I think we all know who comes out on top of that one.
I'm a fifth grade teacher, and every year my students go to a team building event in the woods for fifth grade graduation. The adults are not allowed to help the kids with tasks they've been given because the idea is to develop independence. Mm. However, one of the tasks is to build a fire and another is to catch a fish. They're not giving a fishing pole or matches for this, but they're given one fishing hook and a piece of string. Is there no way my students can light a fire or catch a fish with these materials, and I really want to catch a fish this year? How can I sneakily help my kids without ruining the independence part of the activities? That's from dreaming of fish in the fifth grade. This
is a terrible idea. You added a question where there was not one. They didn't say, is there no way my students... They said definitively, there is no way my students can light a fire.
Sorry, thank you for clarifying, Griffin. Yeah.
Do fifth grade classes need team building exercises?
This isn't team building. It is independence building, which is quite the opposite thing, Travis.
It says really go to a team building event in the woods.
About building independence. So that doesn't
mean... I think the overall event is team building. This one aspect is team destroying.
They're competing against each other.
Yeah.
If you catch a fish, you are not allowed to feed it to anyone else. That is your fish to clean and prepare.
Give a man a fish and you'll be summarily dismissed from the competition.
Okay.
Yep. Fishing's one of those things that I wish I could do and never would, even if I could. It would be cool to know how to do that stuff. And I think everyone probably thinks that, but it wouldn't cause me to go out to bodies of water to try to get all the fish inside.
My children have often expressed interest in fishing, and so I've started I've laid out for them the actual steps involved.
Yeah.
And I would say, especially on the, you have to put a worm on a hook, and then when you catch the fish, remove the hook from the fish's mouth, and they bounced off it properly.
I think I would enjoy teaching my kids to fish. I don't think I would enjoy having another parent teach me how to fish first.
Mm.
in order to do that.
So and when I think you say another parent, we should be explicitly clear that we are not talking about our own father.
No,
another,
he tried.
Someone else's parent, not ours.
Yeah, so to learn from another parent in this specific activity, it's going to be me and another adult.
Yeah.
In a boat.
Alone, yeah. Making conversation. Sorry, that's going to be a super hard pass for me. Either I don't think I'll ever learn to fish.
I'm picturing someone out on the lake, out in their boat. They look up. Here comes another boat. It's Justin by himself with his iPhone watching YouTube videos on how to fish tries to set it up.
Yeah.
And I think that actually might be worse to be caught.
You and the other parent in two different boats, you can absolutely boat away whenever you need to.
I think that your best bet is to help your kids to master the bow and arrow. Because I have seen a lot of movies, and if you can master the bow and arrow, you're hunting, you're grappling.
Cool.
You're retrieving.
Mm-hmm.
You're winning the heart of Maid Marian.
Yeah, you're winning the Hunger Games.
Winning
I don't
the
know that
Games.
That is a facet of this.
Rescuing all of...
Oh, I'm sorry, Griffin.
City? Is that right?
Yeah.
Is that where Green Arrow is?
Yeah. I think so. Griffin, in this independent study where the children are put out in the woods without supplies and they have to catch and eat their own food, you don't get a little bit of Hunger Games vibe from that?
I mean, it'd be Hungry Games and not games so much as school. It's Hungry School, the sequel to Hunger Games.
Do you think that there was a moment where the teachers had to tell the parents of these fifth graders they'll be going in the woods and they'll have to start a fire themselves? And the parents were like, that seems wildly irresponsible. They're 11 years old. And the teachers said, oh, don't worry. We don't give them matches or anything. They would have to start it themselves. And there's no way they're going to be able to do that. So don't you worry about it.
Don't worry.
Yeah.
They can't get burned. They won't make fire. They can't make fire. Unless? Wow, you guys really, really, really left me hanging on that one.
No,
you
I all said really it. Left. I said it.
That
said
pause. It. That pause. That pause was 9 months pregnant. That was a big one.
Unless
dead drops.
Oh,
you
gotta
set up some dead drops ahead of time. What is gonna be in these dead drops? One, turkey jerky, just to keep them, just to help get them across the finish line. Two, a cell phone with some sort of fish delivery service maybe on it. Three, Pokemon cards. These are so the kids will want to find the dead drops in the first place.
Yeah.
Yes. And they could also be a rudimentary currency of the new society
develop. You could soak the Pokemon cards in lighter fluid to help build fires.
Thank you so much, Travis. Yes. Unless it's good Pokemon cards.
Yeah,
but every pack of Pokemon cards does come with, I would say, 8 to 9 kindling cards. You don't need the one with the code that lets you unlock it in the digital version of the Pokemon cards.
And the energy cards are perfect for kindling.
If you burn a foil one, the smoke is poison.
Yeah, that's
it'll fuck you up.
Yeah.
Yeah. But like,
holographic is poison.
Might be a good type of breathable poison, but not for an 11-year-old. They're
now,
not
now, poison type, though. You burn those, no problem.
Yeah,
you
man.
You could use a foil card as like bait, as like, as like a fly.
Yes.
You know, it's got all the shiny on it. Fish love Pokemon cards.
Are kids solving puzzles to find... Like, I don't want to just give this stuff to them. So to find the dead drops, are they doing something more practical, like coding challenges? Like they're
Writing a book report about Johnny Tremaine.
Yeah. Something like that, like real school stuff, real school stuff. And then I don't want it to be a gimme. You want it to be something they work for, right? You can't just throw a bunch. I will say this, too. I'm thinking about it. Leaving a bunch of matches out, it has a whole risk reward thing there, right? Because you also don't want to ruin the game, but you also don't want to be the guy who like just left a bunch of matches and shit up for kids to find, right? That's frowned upon.
How long do they have to survive this challenge?
I don't think survival is on the line. I don't think those are the stakes.
This is what I'm saying.
If this is a 4-hour experience, cool. 4-day experience?
There's an
element.
I also love. I feel like with most groups of fifth graders, you could give them the whole damn fishing rod and a whole tackle box of shit and a lot of kindling and some flint and steel like Minecraft. And actually, I take it back. Kids would be able to do that one part pretty good. But like, give them all the supplies they need. They're still not catching a fish. They're still not lighting a fire. Grown-ups can't do that shit on Survivor. And they spent a long time there.
And they knew they were going to be on Survivor.
And they knew they were going to be there.
Also,
give them the whole rod.
You're not going to get in trouble. Who cares? Have fun. Help the kids. They'll appreciate
it. What are they going to do? Fire you? Yeah, I kept my kids alive. I think that is actually a good teacher thing.
Yeah. This whole thing's insane.
Yeah.
This whole thing, guys, we're shutting it down. It starts with me. Hey, can we take a brief break?
Yeah.
Be all right with you guys?
Let's get in the zone. Money zone.
I couldn't possibly do another moment of comedy.
I'm going to, guys, it's the money zone. And I know that in the past, maybe I've rambled a bit and got off topic. So I'm going to try to focus up. And I'm going to do this ad right down the middle.
Down the middle.
A perfect strike.
I love that, Trav. Thank you.
Do you think there's a lot of demand for that?
Just to really nail this one, to get it in one?
Well, no, I'm just saying from our listening audience, have you been hearing a lot from them lately, like that we've been getting too silly and they?
I don't do the show for them. I do it to get the respect of my brothers, and I know that you guys don't respect the silliness that I bring to the.
I do absolutely respect the silliness that you bring.
Yeah, absolutely.
Oh, this is really awkward because I was shifting a lot of gears and stuff in my head.
You've prepared. Show us, I guess, what you have for us.
Yeah, what do you
today
got
in the
Squarespace?
Yeah,
good. You like
so
it.
We're going to stop you right there and just do some quick notes.
Okay.
Why did you get so monosyllabic, I guess?
I was trying to avoid any possible off-ramps for myself because I know I do a lot of language kind of jazz.
Yeah.
And so I was trying to...
Always experimenting. Yeah, I love that
I was
about
trying
you.
To avoid any possible free association and just focus up.
Okay. So, I'm sorry we interrupted.
Okay, thank you. Squarespace, good. You like it. It help you? Yes. Very good. Build website? You have idea website? Yes. Squarespace, opportunities to offer services and get paid. In one place? Yes. Get paid on time? Professional. On-brand invoice? Yes. Online payments? Yes. Plus, streamline workflow? Yes.
You like this.
Built-in appointment scheduling. Good. Email marketing tools. You need it.
Say you like this more.
Okay. You like this. Squarespace? Complete library of professionally designed and award-winning website? He wanted to. Award-winning website templates? You like this. With options for everyday use and category? Indeed. Intuitive drag-and-drop editing? Yes, sir. Styling options? Beautiful.
Yeah, it said take weird gender direction halfway through.
Visual design effects, unrivaled. Experience
indeed,
required,
lady.
None. You like this.
You wanted to.
Head to squarespace.com/mybrother for a free trial. And when you're ready to launch, use offer code mybrother to save 10% off your first purchase of website or domain. You like this.
How hard are you guys kicking yourselves that we did not suggest System of a Down's Chop Suey as a great baby wake-up song?
Ah, damn, that's good.
Yeah, it would have been really good.
That would have been a good one.
You know what else would be good is if you took a second and looked at your financial situation and said, hey, self, let's get serious. Let's get real.
Can we be serious now?
Can we be serious now? It can be hard to know where to start getting your finances in order. I think Rocket Money is a really good way of doing it. The first thing that Rocket Money is going to do is help you save a lot of money on subscriptions that you might have forgotten about.
Justin, quick question.
Would people
like that?
Yeah, they like it.
Okay, it's just you didn't clarify. Did.
You haven't said it even a little bit.
Yes. Okay, thank you. Yes, Travis, really good point. They like it. And if
who
you
likes
like it,
you like it?
You like it. Say you like it.
You like it?
Mm,
then awesome. Rocket Money is blasting off right now with the biggest savings of...
It says in the copy not to say blasting off. It says they don't like that joke.
Yeah.
They say there's no reason for it. They say they just don't like that joke. In the ad copy, they say don't say
Griffin,
Rocket
I'm
Money.
Looking with this, I'll be honest, extensive ad copy. And I'm not...
It says...
I see some things... I see some things that they have asked me in here to read verbatim, but I, as a professional, am about to blend those so seamlessly.
I don't know, man.
Rocket Money is a personal finance app that helps you find and cancel unwanted subscriptions, monitors your spending, and helps lower your bills so you can grow your savings. Like, it'll
you
just
like
be
this.
Sort of a... You like
it
this.
Says, Rocket it says, Money, say you like this a lot, and it says, don't make any blast-off jokes or references. We don't
Rocket
like
Money
has not funny. I don't know why they're so specific.
What do you think verbatim means? It means every time you interrupt me, I have to start it over. Rocket Money has over 5 million users and has saved a total of $500 million in canceled subscriptions, saving members up to $740 a year when they use all the app's premium features. Cancel your unwanted
subscriptions. Sounds like people like it.
Cancel your unwanted subscriptions and reach your financial goals faster with Rocket Money.
Indeed.
Download the Rocket...
I got this. I got this for you, Justin. I'll do the color commentary. You keep going.
Download the Rocket Money app and enter my show name, my brother and me, in the survey so they know that I, Justin McElroy, sent you.
You
don't
like
wait.
This. Keep going.
Don't wait. Download the Rocket Money app today and tell them you heard about them from my show.
I like this.
Hey, it's John Moe from Depression Mode. Every week on our show, we have honest, humane conversations with artists, entertainers, and experts about what it's like to live with an interesting mind. I just interviewed Gavin Rossdale from the band Bush. You might be wondering, what would a successful, handsome, popular musician know about mental health? Turns out, lots.
All the time, we're forced into happy situations, sad situations, challenging situations. Happy, sad, challenging. And it just never ends. And why should it? You know, we're just the sum of all these journeys.
Check out Depression Mode with John Moe every Monday at MaximumFun.org or wherever you get your podcasts.
Have you been looking for a new podcast all about nerdy pop culture? Well, I have just the thing for you. Secret Histories of Nerd Mysteries.
Secret Histories of Nerd Mysteries is a weekly pop culture history podcast hosted by me, host Alston.
And me, host Brenda. We've already tackled mysteries such as what happened to the puppets from Rudolph the Red-Nosed Reindeer? Is Snoopy Mexican? And why do people hate Barney so much?
From theme parks to cartoons to 80s, 90s, and 2000s nostalgia, we tackle it all.
Check us out every Tuesday on MaximumFun.org and wherever you get podcasts.
I want a munch
squad. No idea.
I want to munch
squad.
Welcome to Munch Squad. It is a podcast in the podcast profiling the latest and greatest in brand eating.
It's the only kind of eating I know.
We got.
You got into the riff you laid down at the beginning of this segment. It was fucking sick, Juice.
Thanks. I've been thinking about doing more riffs.
Felt like yeah. Jazzy sort of like cowboy bebop fight scene.
Oh, yeah.
They said that the one thing that AI can't do is riffs. So I've been trying to come up with more riffs because it seems like one area that's going to be pretty safe from the revolution is like riffs. So I'm trying to come up with more riffs.
It's a good way to fight them. Literally, it's a good weapon. If you riff at an AI, they can't handle it.
Small acts.
That's how we take these things down. I have a short story for you and then a longer story. The first short story is just like...
Baby shoes never worn.
I mean, no, Travis, even sadder than that. Wetzel's
Travis,
pretzels...
But way to go, Travis, to shave off some of the cruft from Hemingway's six-world clunker.
You don't need him.
Getting it down to a tight four.
Yeah, just put it... I can do it too. Baby died. You want a real sad story?
When you're paying by the letter. Yeah, I want to print my short story in the newspaper. Okay.
His story was three times longer than it needed to be. Wetzel's Pretzels, they've used mozzarella sticks, never eaten. Sorry. Wetzel's Pretzels, they've used mozzarella sticks with a Z for a limited time. Thank fuck. Wetzel's Pretzels is turning up the heat with its debut of... latest limited time menu item, mozzarella sticks. Now, the fact there's a Z at the end, I feel like the,
at the end. Okay,
sh-
you said with the Z, and I was like, I'm pretty sure that's how mozzarella is.
And pretzels.
Crisp. And then it says here, this new menu item, mozzarella sticks, crispy, cheesy, portable, and perfect for summer snacking. This craveable twist is a new category for the Pretzel Powerhouse and is available starting at $7.99 at Wetzel's locations. Travis, let's find out together, because there's another paragraph about mozzarella sticks.
I'm just crafted saying, for with $8 fresh... of mozzarella sticks, there better be 16 yeah. mozzarella
well, let me,
sticks.
Let me paint you a picture. Crafted with fresh, hand-rolled dough and filled with melty mozzarella cheese, these savory bites are topped with Italian breadcrumbs and baked to golden perfection. Served in a 5-piece snack cup, pairing perfectly with a side of pizza sauce.
Five?
Or a creamy ranch dip. This snack is ideal for dipping and snacking on the go.
Why did they have to clarify that? I get why this is an amazing summertime treat. Nothing scratches that itch for me from being hot and sweaty outside than filling my body with this good yeah. white cheese. But why did they have to specify that it's portable? Because I've never, I don't know that God or man has made a mozzarella stick so big I couldn't get it. I couldn't commute with it. Like, I couldn't get around.
Oh, Griffin, a lot of the Wetzel's Pretzels menu, you have to have a knife and fork and sit down with a napkin. And this yeah. is finally one that's a little bit more grab and go.
I like
this
the
is
idea.
The problem. Nobody wants to sit down and have a sit down mozzarella stick feast with their family anymore. It's all go-go that's lifestyle. Right. When I was a kid, Mom used to put out a plate of giant mozzarella sticks, and it was the whole night for us, you know?
Yeah, I'm,
and then
I'm
the whole day bowel movement the next day.
You know, it's I have another quote here for you. If you think that this company could not talk more about an invention that my 10-year-old makes with string cheese and crushed up Cheetos and the air fryer, you're
God
wrong.
Dang, what a child.
We're always looking for new ways to delight our guests, and the introduction of our new mozzarella sticks is a fun and delicious addition to our snack lineup, says Peyton Geyser.
They were originally called Thunder Sticks with an asterisk at the end.
We took everything people love about mozzarella sticks and gave it the Wetzel spin with our fresh pretzel dough. It's a match made in snack heaven. Now, Griffin, guess if the temperature is getting to you, it says here, guests compare the mozzarella sticks with Wetzel's refreshing frozen lemonade for the ultimate salty meets sweet combo, an ideal duo for warm weather hangouts, midday snack breaks, or post-shopping pick-me-ups.
There's so many places I could effortlessly slot mozzarella sticks into my day with little to no negative effect on said day. They really do pick me up after I shop, because after I shop, you guys know me, I'm a real dairy queen.
Yeah, your mozzarella levels are dangerously low.
They get my mozz reserves really hit E, and I do need a pick-me-up sometimes, and that comes in the form of 5 handy-dandy portable mozzarella sticks from a pretzel company.
At roughly $1.40 each.
An amazing exchange rate.
What a value. I have one other really actually very impactful story, emotional. I'm going to try to share it with you guys. It's not emotional. Actually, I don't know why I said that.
Well, we'll be the judge.
Can you hear this?
Good morning, Ryan. I got everything from your writer here, your newspaper with all references to birds redacted, fresh air from your hometown, a left-handed cane for some reason, your jigsaw puzzle, one piece from completion, and of course, your scrambled eggs.
Oh, gosh.
Mm. Nobody makes my eggs like you, Brendan.
Actually, these are from Tim Hortons. I know how much you like them.
Love them.
Yeah, so I gave them your extremely specific recipe, so now you can go get them yourself anytime you want.
Oh, did you?
Mm-hmm.
2 freshly cracked eggs, expertly scrambled with crispy hash browns, sausage crumble, creamy chipotle sauce cooked over freshly harvested organic lava.
They skipped the lava part, but yeah.
Wow, doesn't affect the taste at all.
I'm so glad.
Will Tim Hortons be sculpting my wig chillers?
Nope, that'll still be me.
I think that's gonna melt.
From my rider to Tim's menu, try my new scrambled eggs loaded breakfast box.
What's going on? The takeaway here is that Ryan
What's
Reynolds,
going on over there, huh?
Ryan Reynolds has his own scrambled egg secrets. That's so cool. They're just
like us. In the fiction of this, Ryan Reynolds, who's just like us, has a special scrambled egg secret recipe that only his assistant knows how to make, but now his assistant taught it to. There are cereals with less contrived stories than this box of mess.
I also recognize that I'm no Ryan Reynolds. I think this will come as no surprise to anyone. But if someone pitched to me, I have an idea for a commercial, and the premise is that you're a complete asshole. You're like, you're just a real insufferable dick. I don't think I'd be like, yeah, man, that sounds right. That sounds like a perfect way kind to sell scrambled eggs.
Kind of build his brand around that, though, huh? Kind of build his brand around being a bit of a scamp.
Yeah. And recent news events might have forced his hand a little bit to lean into that a little bit. And that makes sense to me. This hot, wet box from Tim would fuck me up, fam, if I tried to eat this thing with its Chipotle mayo drizzling.
Not since Tim Biebs.
Yeah.
Which is a crossover of Justin Bieber and Tim. And now, okay, so I want to ask you guys one other thing about this.
Yeah.
Dunkin' Donuts.
Okay.
The most, like, notable, like, spokespeople that Dunkin' Donuts has had in recent history. It's Ben Affleck and Matt Damon.
Uh-huh.
Yeah.
And this is Tim Biebs with one of, I will say, the very few AAA movie stars we have left.
What does that mean?
I mean, he's an A-lister. There's not a lot of A-listers left.
There's like a million, billion.
Not people who can open a movie. I mean, you can't open a movie?
Is he in the new Avengers?
He's in Deadpool.
What do you mean open a movie?
Just are like they you're locked? Not going to open a movie on some of these. Like, you can open a movie on a Ryan Reynolds. People come out to see a Ryan Reynolds movie, is what I'm saying.
People come out to see lots of. People come out to see a Michael B. Jordan movie a lot.
I would go out to see a John Cena movie, one of them. Idris Elba movie, Idris Elba and John Cena movie.
But if you got to get both of them, it's not an A-list. Hmm?
No, that's an A-plus list, no, Justin.
Yeah, it's just
I'm sorry, guys. Listen
Sebastian Stan, David Harbour. Oh, okay.
The Rizzler.
Now I get it.
The Rizzler.
The Rizzler is in it.
You're Julia's Louise Dreyfus.
Why are you doing this? Guess what I'm getting at? It's like, why? Like, if I came to Ryan Reynolds and they were like, I know it was fun being Deadpool and making $1,000,000,000, but would you like to sell a box of eggs to people? And he's like, why? And they're like, I don't know, just to prove you can? I don't know. I don't know why he wants to sell a big box of eggs.
Well, he gets 78% of every box sold.
Well, and he makes the
eggs. The money. To make it clear, not the money. If you buy a box of these eggs, you only get 22% of the eggs in the box. And the other 78% of the eggs get shipped directly to him.
And he makes the eggs.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And they gotta go some... He's not gonna let his eggs just spoil.
No, when he's sitting on his roost producing his eggs...
Yeah.
He needs those to go somewhere.
Yeah.
Yeah. I just don't know why he's doing this specifically. You know what I mean? Like, maybe...
He loves eggs. It's a passion project.
Maybe they came up with the recipe first. And they're like, okay... This is crazy. It's a big box of eggs. Guys, what are we doing? We made a box of eggs with hash browns on top and chipotle sauce. It's crazy. How are we going to get people to think this is an okay thing? And then one guy in the back raises his hand. He's like, we could tell him Ryan Reynolds came up with it. It's Ryan Reynolds' idea, not ours.
Yeah.
Justin, it's like every pitch cannot be you blaming Ryan Reynolds for something, Doug.
Right.
I'm sorry, Justin, but maybe you weren't paying attention. The recipe came from Ryan Reynolds' assistant to them. He showed up and said, hey, I'm sick of making eggs for my insufferable asshole boss. I need you to start making them not just for him, but for everyone.
For everyone.
And
does Ryan
them.
Seem pissed about it? It seemed like Ryan was pissed about that for like a second, but then they didn't like want to explore that particular emotional avenue of the commercial.
There's a lot of unexplored territory in there.
I hope they make it a whole cinematic universe.
Yeah, well, Dunkin' already beat them to it, so I don't actually think that they can do another donut place with a cinematic universe within it, because there is a Dunkin'-verse which has all the employees from Dunkin' in it. I don't know. You can get Ryan's box of eggs for, I don't know, $80 Canadian. I don't know the exchange rate or whatever, but catch it. Catch it now.
How about another question?
Here's one for you, Trav. My girlfriend got a new job recently, and her boss is hosting a pool party, which will be a great opportunity to get to know everyone. At this party, there's going to be a salsa contest for $100 and a chili pepper trophy that says Salsa Queen to whoever makes the best.
Okay.
one, yes. My dad makes a mean salsa, which I believe would have a shot at winning. Can my girlfriend submit my dad's salsa as her own? If it wins, does she have to split the $100 with him? Should we keep the contest a secret so we can keep all the earnings? That's from Pepper Poppers in Peoria. Whew. It's a lot of ethics. A lot of ethics in this question.
Is it?
I don't know that there's a lot of ethics.
I think there's just the one ethic.
There's
really?
Just the one.
Can you steal your dad's salsa?
Well, it's not okay.
Well, let's talk about that for a second. What if you steal the salsa and you take it as your own?
Uh-huh.
First of all, that's a lie. It's a fabrication. Secondly, what if he doesn't win? What if it loses? What if it doesn't even place?
And you what have if it to comes in last say, place?
Yeah, what if it comes in last place? Everyone hated your dirt salsa.
Yeah. And then you say, actually, my girlfriend's dad made it. And then
not even me at all. I was trying to trick you. Now you're embarrassed.
Yeah. And your boss now is so sick. And you've done this, and now you're gonna have nicknames at the office, like salsa diarrhea monster, or they'll probably come up with something better than that.
No need to. You got it in one. Why keep, you know?
If you put it in quotes of like my partner's dad's salsa, in quotes, like that's what you call it. Yeah. Right? And then when they're like, oh, this made me sick, and you're like, yeah, like I told you.
I think the quotes around my partner's dad's salsa, I would be suspect of. I'm not sure I'd consume that. The quotation marks are, and I'd have to check the font on that too.
We've already got the solution, an asterisk.
No, we have a solution from another callback in the show. Which
just
is
put
that
an asterisk on it.
Is we cite every food stuff that is ever eaten or bought or sold. I want to go to the farmer's market and go to a booth that says my girlfriend's dad's salsa. So I know exact. I want Tim Hortons to now be called Ryan Reynolds's Eggs Store. And now I know exactly what I'm getting, which is
are you saying that you'll be able to buy my girlfriend's dad's salsa at Ryan Reynolds's Egg Box Store?
I think you roll up and your boss, it's like Jennifer's Own, and she has her salsa that she made. I think it's cool to have to put your name on a thing so that people know exactly where it came from. And I don't think that should get you disqualified. Because are you going to be penalized just because your girlfriend's dad makes salsa better than you? I don't think that's fair.
And it also would be nice to take your dad a Chili Pepper trophy if you want and be like, Dad, you're the salsa queen.
I wish they had a cash prize, but...
Yeah.
$100 doesn't mean anything to most dads. Most dads are just going to sniff. They won't even sniff. But a chili pepper shaped trophy?
Dude, they'll lose their
pretty. I'm getting pretty excited thinking about winning a trophy right now.
Are you kidding me, guys?
I'd love to win a trophy right now.
Especially something I assume I'm already good at. The idea of it, of someone being like, I'm saying that if I was the dad and I'm like, this is my special salsa recipe, and now it's his award winning salsa recipe. That's better than any hundreds of dollars.
Yeah. You can put dad's award-winning salsa recipe on your food truck that you're going to have to buy.
With $100.
What if you call it Ryan Reynolds' award-winning salsa?
Is Ryan Reynolds in quotes?
Eggs.
And eggs.
Salsa. Eggs.
Egg-based Ryan salsa.
Wolverine. Deadpool and Wolverines. Deadpool and Wolverine's salsa and eggs.
Brought to you by Ryan Reynolds.
Uh-huh.
And Tim Hortons.
And Tim Hortons. A new Avengers production.
We got Hugh made the salsa, Ryan produced the eggs. It's a two-hander, this breakfast meal.
It's David so Harbour hand-delivered it.
Wolverine chopped it up with his fun claws. He put some onions in there. It's a whole breakfast.
Ryan Reynolds chewed up all the peppers and spit them in to give him that special flavor.
And Wyatt Russell messed up at first, but Goldie and Kurt were there to help him pick up the pieces and move on. Hey, thanks so much for listening to our podcast where we've unnecessarily dragged people we will never meet for yet again no real discernible reason.
Or if you don't like them, we did it on purpose.
Yeah,
if you don't like
them. I want to say again, I've heard good things about the Thunderbolts movie. I've heard really good things.
I'm a big fan of David Harbour. Or I'm not. If you guys don't like him, I'm not.
We've couched this more than enough. Hey, we got some tour dates coming up.
Yeah.
I mean, there's the ones you already know about. Michigan, Minnesota, Ohio. We're coming to you. We're doing Mabim Bam. We're doing Taz. But we've also got some new dates to announce in California and Texas and Georgia and Utah. All tickets go on sale this Friday, May 16th at 10 a.m. local time. All our Taz shows are going to be Taz Versus, except the Anaheim Taz show, which will be the next installment in the Adventure Zone Dadlands, GM'd by Brennan Lee Mulligan. Cannot wait for that shit.
Very
All
exciting.
Tickets and stuff you can find at this link, bit.ly/McElroy Tours. Come out and see us and have a grand old time.
We also got new merch for May. We've got the Plato's Rave 1,000-piece puzzle. And I know what you're thinking. That's a lot of pieces. But every one of them's worth it. It's a little
more than 3,000.
Yeah. And that's done by Danielle Myjo Birch. You can find it at Myjo Birch _art on Instagram. That's B-U-R-C-H. And 10% of all merch proceeds this month will be donated to the Center for Reproductive Rights. So check that out at macroymerch.com.
Thanks also to Montaigne for the use of our theme song, My Life is Better With You. We love this song so much, and we're so happy and grateful to be able to use it.
Vroom, vroom. Let's get faster than fear.
Juice, you want to do this one?
At my sister's wedding this year, I will be faster than my fear of the Cupid Shuffle because I messed it up once in middle school. My name is Justin McElroy.
I'm Travis McElroy.
I'm Griffin McElroy.
This has been My Brother Me. Kiss your dad square on the lips.
Maximum Fun,
a worker-owned network
of artist-owned shows,
supported
directly
by you.